Hello, this is Lane Palmer, just doing a quick update in regards to everything that is going on. I'm currently outside right now at a duck pond. I don't know, I've just been getting outside a lot more recently and enjoying nature because there's really nothing else to do right now. I wanted to make a quick update video in regards to my response to the DNC. I know I'm a little late. The Republican convention is currently taking place, but I wanted to give my two cents as to the Democratic convention, right? Because this is supposed to be kind of like the Comic Con, the E3 of politics, right? Like it's supposed to be the big thing where they show off what they're going to do if they're elected. And to be honest, I was disappointed. I didn't get enough policy that I wanted. A lot of them kind of just defaulted to speeches about how Joe Biden is a decent man and how Trump is a danger to society, which of course like we are already aware of as voters, but I guess I wanted them to lean more into what was going to happen if the Democrats took back the House and the Senate. What was going to happen if a Joe Biden presidency occurred. And I didn't get that. Now I know I can read. I know I can go on Joe Biden's website and read his policies and what he's about, but if you can't accurately articulate what it is that he wants to do, you know, to just regular voters like you and me over the television or have, you know, like a staple, right? I don't think the message, it's not good messaging. There's this meme that I probably make the title card for the episode. It's, you're voting for Joe Biden. Tell me why without mentioning Trump. A lot of conservatives have this mindset. You know, I know a lot of people who are voting for Joe Biden, mainly because they want to get Trump out of office, which in and of itself is a decent goal. And I know some people who are voting for Joe Biden because of his policies, because they've read into it more than I did. And that's great. But an interesting statistic I saw that came out was that after the DNC, Joe Biden not only didn't get a buff in any of the polling, he actually started falling behind more in the polls to Trump. In these battleground states, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you know, Joe Biden either doesn't have a lead or is evenly tied with Trump or behind Trump. And these are disparaging numbers, to say the least. Anybody who would know a Trump supporter knows that their enthusiasm for Trump really hasn't changed at all in the past 4 years. So I almost guarantee that Trump will either get the same amount of votes or more so. He'll actually pick up votes. And I'm a little worried about Joe Biden because I'm not exactly too sure how he'll fare. I think that he has the possibility of getting the same amount of votes as Hillary did, if not more, but he also stands the chance to actually get less votes than Hillary did. And I only say that because Hillary had a lot more things going for her in terms of being the first female president and having a lot more enthusiasm with her supporters than Joe currently has with his supporters. And it's hard talking about this with a lot of my older Democrat friends because they don't want to ever envision or ever think about the possibility that Joe Biden could lose this election. It is a very sad thing to talk about because we don't want to anticipate that Joe Biden will lose. We don't want to anticipate that Trump will win. But there are things that Joe Biden can do to ensure victory. And one of those is to accurately articulate his policies better. And not only that, but to bring over the millions upon millions of Bernie supporters. Because here's the scenario, right? Joe Biden is going to get the votes from the older Democrats who aren't as liberal as younger voters who are Democratic, right? They're going to vote for him because he's not Trump. He's already got them in the bag. He's good to go. The people Joe Biden really needs to focus on are the people who feel disparaged, like people in my generation. I voted for Hillary in the last election after voting for Bernie in the primary. I voted for Bernie in the primary this time. I fully intend on voting for Joe Biden this time as well, but not a lot of people my generation feel and or do the same thing that that I'm going to do. And that's okay, because it's their vote and they're allowed to vote for who they want to vote for, to be honest. Younger people don't want to see the cost of their rent increasing. They don't want to see the cost of their healthcare increasing. They don't want to see their deductibles increase. They don't want to see wages just remain stagnant. They don't want to... There's a lot of things that young people, you know, we can't keep up in this capitalist society. You know, we can't keep up with the rising cost of tuition. We just can't do it. We want at least to be able to go back to the way our parents had it or our grandparents had it, where all they had to do was work for an entire summer and they would get an entire year of college paid for. And you can't do that now. You can't do that now. You know, maybe if you work an entire summer now and go to school, you can at least afford maybe your textbooks, but that's just it, you know. So there's a lot of things that I think Joe Biden could be doing better. I think if he started talking about Medicare for all, right? If he started talking about addressing these certain issues that Bernie was really about, I don't think he would necessarily lose conservative or down the middle voters, because they're going to vote for him regardless. But Joe only stands to gain more voters if he starts accepting responsibility for a lot of these policies that that he said he would, right? Legalization of marijuana. A lot of these issues are vehemently positive, have such a positive view in the minds of your average voter. You know, voters want more government-sponsored healthcare. They want free college and tuition, secondary education. They want legalization of marijuana. I mean, this is like an overwhelmingly positive view from just your normal, average, everyday voter. And Joe is not accepting that as of right now. And that's tough. That's really hard to come to terms with. As somebody who is as liberal as me, I'm trying to take my bias out of it, because I really want to make people understand that Trump, especially with all of the malicious intent he has towards mail-in ballots and things, like they're already on their way to suppress the vote. So he already has that going for him. I mean, he has a great shot at winning this re-election. And we as Democrats, we should honestly be scared about that. We should be terrified about that, because that's not what we want. And we need to come to terms with ourselves and continue pushing these issues. He had a really good status about Joe Biden. He had a really good status about Black Lives Matter that I was reading the other day. But what would help Black people is the legalization of marijuana, because then we would just stop throwing Black and brown people in jail for possession and selling of marijuana, even though they aren't the only race in the world that's doing that, right? These nonviolent offenders. What would help Black people is Medicare for all. Black people are usually discriminated against when it comes to healthcare, either with being denied coverage because of the basis of their skin or being denied treatment because of the basis of their skin. And the reason I bring that up is because there's this huge push for Black Lives Matter right now in the terms of criminal justice reform, which of course is first and foremost, we need to just stop killing Black people. especially if they are unarmed and nonviolent. But also understanding that as a society, there are things that we have to do to change the lives of not only Black people, but the average citizen as well, when it comes to healthcare and education and all of the things that I had mentioned before. I mean, I fully intend on, if Joe Biden wins the election, that we can still press for these issues while he's in office, right? That's a thing, of course, that we can still continue to do. But if he runs on it beforehand, I mean, he only stands to gain more votes. There's a crow. There's this third party candidate that's gaining a lot of traction right now, with people, not only in my generation, but just people in general who side with the more liberal side of the spectrum. I think her name is Joe Georgeston, maybe. I don't know. I butchered the last name, but it's fine. A lot of my friends are going to be voting for her just because they don't like the two old men that they have been presented with as the two front runners for this election. I'm really worried that with the more people who would be voting third party, obviously, that's essentially more votes for Trump. But again, it is their vote. They're allowed to do with it what they choose. But very, very disappointed with the DNC and the messaging and not talking about policy as much as they should, just trying to convince voters who were already going to vote for Joe that he is a decent man, when that's not what we needed to hear. And, you know, many people may try to comment on this and say, well, the Republican, the convention right now, you know, they're not talking about policy either. Like, okay, well, just because the Republicans aren't doing it doesn't mean that the Democrats get a pass for not doing it. They're held to account, you know. Democrats are held to a higher standard, whether that's positive or negative. and we need to recognize that. So, I don't know, I'm interested, I guess, to read your comments about what you thought about the DNC. You know, there were a lot of highlights, I felt, with the Michelle Obama speech and the Bernie speech and the Obama speech. There were a lot of great moments, to be sure. But there were a lot of, I think there's a reason why, in the polls, Joe Biden didn't get a bump from the DNC. You know, voters didn't want to listen to celebrities talking about things. You know, they had all these celebrities on. And I think what makes the Republican convention so interesting for the Republican voter is that they're inviting a lot of people on who are just your average, everyday voters. And they're having them speak. You know, we all laugh at the keynote speakers that they announced, like, you know, like the people who were standing out in the yard with their guns when the Black Lives Matter protesters and stuff were coming by. But you easily forget that people tend to identify with politicians better when they bring your average American on to talk about things that are important to them. Again, not saying it's a good thing, but just saying that it is a thing. You know, there is a lot of animosity toward celebrities sharing their political opinions now. And I think with every night, the Democrats bringing on a different host to introduce people, you run the risk of getting that animosity directed toward you again. So I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie. I'm not voting by mail-in ballot. I'm going to try and vote early in person with about 8 masks on my face and wearing like protective gear and all that kind of good stuff, because I don't want to take the chance of voting by mail and not getting my voice heard. But I think wherever you fall on the spectrum listening to this podcast, I really hope that you are able to not only vote. I hope everybody who listens to this votes for somebody, because it's always important to have your voice be heard. It's not just, again, the presidential election that we're voting for. I mean, there are state and local things that are happening as well that are super important to keep on our radar. But yeah, I gotta say I was disappointed by the DNC. So hope that things improve. Look forward to having some guests planned to be interviewed coming up as we gear up for the election. It'll be interesting to get their perspectives in the following weeks. So thank you again so much for tuning into PolitiTalk with Lane Palmer, and leave a comment as to what you thought about the DNC. I'm really interested in your guys' viewpoints. Thanks so much.